Hello, and welcome. I wanted to make a video discussing female MRAs. This video is going to anger a lot of people, but it has to be said. And I'm no doubt in the minority with this view, but so be it. You know, there's a lot of men I respect a great deal in the online sphere. But with work commitments, it's getting harder and harder to be able to set aside time to watch videos. I find it hard to produce my own, based on my work schedule, but I often still find myself drawing inspiration from other men online. And I think there can be the perception that a man makes videos for a period of time, and then throws his hands up in the air in frustration and walks out, as if it was all for nothing. You know, he burns out. But if that were true, I'd be long gone by now. I see potential. I see hope. But what I don't see is much resolve or introspection. But, of course, they're two of the hardest, most painful things a man can face. But men and boys, they've always been told to stand on their own two feet, but very few men ever do. And that goes for a good many men involved with men's rights and men's issues. I mean, to truly go your own way, a man needs to be independent, not governed by the perception of others. A man can't do that if he's allowing himself to be censored, scared he'll lose the validation and approval of females. I mean, we've seen what's happened in the workplace, in the school system, in politics, in society at large. There's a definitive pattern, and it's not feminists taking advantage of the system, it's women. It's women on the whole, and the men who enable them. I mean, what's being brushed over and swept aside is the elephant in the room, and it's female nature. Females' disregard for males, their fear of men encroaching on female privilege, and the fear of men controlling the dialogue. But, of course, ask a woman, and she'll project this right back at men. Saying that the men are scared, threatened, and so on. Hardly. Now, don't fool yourselves. I mean, these women, these female MRAs, they're no different to any other woman. Their motives are the same. And yes, I mean, they're working it from a different angle, but it's manipulation all the same. And me, I work with men on the brink every day. Inmates, addicts, men who have been essentially marginalized by the courts. And I have my own approach, and it's one where I seek to empower these men, so that they can find some value in themselves outside of the model that society forces on them. And often I come under a great deal of scrutiny. A female therapist or a female partner will sit in on a session and they'll be appalled by my approach. I don't take any prisoners. I'm very hard on these men, but not in a critical way. But I will push them to a point of realization of their own self-worth. I'm the hammer, they're the wall, and someone has to give, and it's not going to be me. And I make no apologies for that. And over the years, I've attended men's groups as part of my initial training. And what I found was that women always controlled these groups. Female partners, female therapists, whatever. They were always divisive, and they did their best to control the dialogue. And it's not hard to see that this is inherent behavior with females. I mean, this is what they always seek to do. And they've done it all throughout history, and still, men refuse to accept this. It's just too painful to accept. And I've given countless seminars to women over the years, women from mental health fields and other fields. And I used to present research and statistics, but I found it never evoked anything other than ridicule or contempt. Never empathy. And yes, I mean, empathy, it's always on a case-by-case basis, but when you're talking about the level of abuse these men and boys faced in their lives, the ones I worked with, to detach yourself like that, it takes a special kind of coldness. So I sought to understand woman's perspective, and what I found was fear. Fear of men communicating, fear of men sharing and teaching and learning from one another. Now, a belief that men communicating would impact on them as women negatively. And what gets blamed for all of this is feminism. You know, gynocentric society that women have been indoctrinated as men have, to believe that men are evil, that men are worthless, and so on. And yes, women have received the same indoctrination, but this goes deeper. Yeah, women have always manipulated men to get their own way. And even in the most hostile societies, men have always been the most disposable and the ones who suffer most. And the media and the government, they distort this. Yeah, women know how to manipulate to get their own way. And they've known this since they were little girls. And they know the payoffs associated with this manipulation. And they have an understanding of the power they wield over men and how it works to their advantage. And again, I mean, this isn't me attacking women. It's fact. I mean, look at the track record of women. Now, the question is, as a man, how can you recognize the dangers? I mean, if you're being censored, and when questioning female nature and motives is off limits, how can you recognize the dangers? You know, I see it every day. How quickly the system turns on these men, you know, leaving them homeless or incarcerated. And how easily these men get swept aside. And men still won't accept that they can lose everything in a heartbeat. You know, all they see is today, never tomorrow. And online, I see a lot of talk online between men. Men who talk of a brotherhood. But in reality, that brotherhood, it often doesn't extend past that of a Facebook like. I mean, no one has your back as a man except you. I mean, if you're going your own way, you're an island unto yourself. And you're even more isolated and more at risk. And this is something that men have to face if they're going to go down that path. And yeah, I mean, I understand perfectly why men would want to avoid this, and why they'd prefer to have a woman at the forefront. I mean, she can act like a shield. It can work as a way to validate yourself, that your feelings, that your rights are worthy. And also, that if a female is at the forefront, then you won't have to bear the brunt of a society seeing you as a stereotype. Or it's pathetic. Yeah, I get that. I mean, who wants that kind of criticism leveled at them? But a man who defines himself as worthy and his needs as important, he doesn't need a woman to speak up for him. He's secure in his value as a human being. And if MRAs, if they want to pander to women and censor themselves, then that's their deal. I mean, if they want to put a woman on a pedestal and believe that she's this deity that they can all rally around and hope that there are more women just like her, then let them. And let these women do the talking for them and, you know, to be used as a prop for their validation. I mean, so be it. If men's rights equal censorship and women leading the charge, then they can have it. I want no part of it. Now, I'm not saying that women can't speak up for men, but they can't be dealing in half-truths. You know, there's been a great deal of focus put on female nature and on the female mindset, you know, by some of the more established male voices online. And if women truly want to be part of that dialogue, then they need to do the same. Call women out on their behaviors consistently and comprehensively. And if that clashes with the agenda of men's rights, then that's an issue of significant concern. You know, it's cognitive dissonance on the part of men. You know, they want to believe that the plantation isn't so bad, and that there's good slave masters out there. And again, I'm not saying that women can't be a part of men's rights, but if they are, they have to be honest. And they have to be critical and consistent. Now, I find that when someone speaks, you know, often a person will only hear one thing that that person says and then misconstrue it. And their reaction will be governed by a set of emotions and thought processes that they're not even aware of. And you know, it happens all the time. Now, a lot of this is conditioning. You know, messages we've received our whole lives. You know, also biological impulses as well. But, I mean, I value men. Because I see how disempowered and deprived they are. And your journey is yours alone. But if you take nothing else away from this video, then let it be this. That your value as a man is defined by you, and you solely. In this video, it may anger some people. And by all means, you know, feel free to direct your anger at me. I can take it. But I would ask you to examine the root cause of that anger. You know, not on my behalf, but in the hopes that you gain a better clarity as to the triggers behind that anger. You know, because it's readily apparent that MRAs value women's opinions more than men. I mean, they're letting women step up and lead the charge under the guise of gender equality. But these women, their agenda isn't about defending or empowering men. It's about their own self-interest. How will this affect me as a woman? But most men, I mean, they would rather stay disposable cogs than ever admit to themselves that they're being manipulated by women. Because men don't think like women. And this is a mistake by men. Now, they see the world solely through their own perception. But the world doesn't share your logic, or your sense of injustice, or your morality. You know, I said in the first video I made that that every man who wakes up, you know, needs to come to the conclusion of self-protection and of self-determinism. You know, a man has to open his own eyes and see the world how it perceives him. Because women, they think strategically, while men fumble around in the dark looking for validation. You know, women are portrayed as victims, as incapable of manipulation. But just because women give themselves the title of MRA, what? I mean, we're supposed to disregard centuries of women manipulating males? And female MRAs, they want to distance the men's movement from this recurrent female behaviour. But feminism, I mean, it's just a title given to excuse female behaviour behind the guise of equality. Now, I hear men speak out, you know, about how women validate the men's movement. You know, they accept these women blindly, and you know, any man who dares to question the woman's intentions, they're attacked by MRA white knights. Yet men are so brainwashed that they still need a woman to validate their every action and belief. Yeah, a woman has to give her okay before these men feel brave enough and validated enough to speak out. And yeah, I mean, we've all been there. You know, that feeling of stepping on eggshells, scared to rock the boat for fear of a woman's judgment. But there comes a time when a man has to step out from behind his mother's skirt and actually claim his right to express himself. And yeah, a man can do that verbally. Or he can do it through his actions, by moving forward with his life on his own terms, as opposed to seeking the approval of the female. And no, I mean, I'm not invalidating the work of some of these women. I mean, if they want to speak out on discrimination against men, be my guest. But laying the blame for female actions at the feet of feminists, it's a cop-out. It goes much deeper than that. And these women, they know more than most, you know, the statistics and the case examples of women manipulating the system and other people to do their bidding. And like I say, I'm addressing men here. And what I want for men is for them to be able to claim their own sovereignty, claim their autonomy. And this isn't about control over women. This is about men governing their own lives and seeing their own journey as valid. You know, I read a comment on a video recently by a female MRA. You know, she was stating that the reaction from MGTOW towards women, such as herself, was a natural reaction whenever women enter a predominantly male space. I do believe she's missing the point. I mean, it seems to be a typical female reaction, and a very self-involved one, to draw that conclusion. I mean, if men don't want women speaking for them, as those women aren't giving whole truths, and are being selective in what they discuss, then it has nothing to do with fear or anatomy. I mean, that's just a very simplistic and insulting conclusion to draw on their part. I mean, it's incredibly hard to describe to a man, you know, what it feels like, how empowering it is to be secure in your own worth, you know, to be fully aware of how he's perceived and be okay with that. Because as a man, you're taking steps to empower yourself. Yeah, it's hard, it's difficult to look at men and know that they'll never experience that. Now, they still can't shake off the urge to destroy themselves and not look deeper. And if women infiltrate, they'll control the dialogue, and it'll be harder for men to recognize the dangers and the warning signs. You think about it, it's no coincidence that they're infiltrating now. You know, just when men going their own way is gaining traction. And if MGTOW are seen by MRAs as a threat, as dysfunctional or hostile, whatever you, good. They don't speak for me. MRAs do not speak for me. If they want to deal in half-truths and censorship, then that tells you what their social and political agenda is. They don't speak for you. Only you can do that, by stating clearly what you will and won't accept. Now, don't ever let yourself be censored and manipulated. We know too much now, and now is not the time to start backsliding. Harden your resolve and focus on the road ahead of you. I mean, the amount of fawning that these men give to female MRAs, it's no different to what men lavish on women in society. It raises these women up on a pedestal. It's no different. I mean, do you think that these women respect you if you act like that? How can they? You're lowering yourself. I mean, if that's all the respect you have for yourself, how can she respect you? I mean, when a man projects low self-worth and raises a woman above him, all she feels in return is disdain. Yeah, it's insulting to her that you'd even approach her. This is female biology. I mean, if she reciprocates, she lowers her status in the eyes of the tribe. She's not going to do that. Yeah, the rules are no different. Now, just because you're enclosed in your little manosphere bubble, have some self-respect. These women, they deserve no more praise than a man. Remove the praise, and then see how loyal these female crusaders of men's rights are. Yeah, prove me wrong. By all means, put it to the test. And if MGTOW, if it's too extreme for you, and you feel more comfortable relying on the goodwill of women, hoping that they're one of the good ones, and won't use the system to destroy you, and you want a woman to speak for you, then I wish you the best of luck. You're going to need it.